oh my God, those chicks are talking about putting needles into vaginas. We are. That is what we're talking about. But there are a lot of reasons why you do that, and it's highly effective.
And, you know, it's funny. I've had a couple of clients that tell me that their husband cannot leave for 3 days after having this procedure done.
Oh, I can believe that. I would say closer to the first week. About the first week, I was like, wow, babe. Like, hey, welcome home. Are you ready? I'm ready. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Because Adulting is Hard. And we are here with Heather Hartstock. This is going to be a fun one. She's super excited. I'm super excited. This is a thing that we have been talking about doing for a long time. We are going to actually do a series on women's health. And we are going to start today with the O-Shot, because why not? Let's just go ahead and lay it out there. So first of all, tell me who you are, where you work, and we will talk a little bit about the procedure quickly, the special that's going to be offered, and then we'll get into the good stuff.
Very good. So my name is Heather Hartstock. I am an advanced practice registered nurse. I am a family nurse practitioner, and I work at Revive Med Spa and Wellness in Friendswood, Texas. I am the sole provider for the women's services besides the hormone therapy. I work under Dr. Lindsay Jackson, who owns Revive Med Spa, and we have several providers that do lots of wonderful treatments there.
So go back to that thing that you said. You're the sole provider of what?
Women's services. So besides our hormone services, I'm the only one that actually does all the procedures on the vagina and
thing, all of those things.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and start with that. So if you are the squeamish type, and we talk a lot about things on this podcast, this is going to be one of those that you want to go ahead and get out of, and we will see you on the next issue. We're not here to offend anybody, but it's definitely something that is going to be an in-depth topic on female orgasms is what we're going to be talking about. So I want to start out with, there's a low T center on every single corner.
Yes, there
so,
is.
So obviously male hormone therapy has been a prime topic for a lot of years. Over probably the last 5 years, I would say, I've seen an uptake of female hormone clinics popping up. I mean, do you see that as the general trend?
Yes, there's actually, even in New York City, there is now a clinic that all they do is women's services. It's all about the ladies.
It's all about the ladies. I'm liking it. So the first thing we're going to specifically talk about today is we are going to talk about, you sent me this page and it said that five sex pleasure problems in women. And why aren't we talking about it? One of the things, I'm just going to go ahead and have you read down the list. You don't have to read what they are, but if you'll read the list of what's there, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. So this is one that Dr. Runnels puts out. And Dr. Runnels is actually the inventor of the O-Shot and the vampire facial, all of those procedures.
So he is an MMD.
Yes, an MD.
Is he an OBGYN?
No.
No.
But he is the one who trademarked and developed the O-Shot.
Correct. So he is the person that you've gone to training with and you've done these things with. So we're going to reference him many times while we're talking about that.
Yes.
Okay.
So the big one is female sexual arousal disorder.
Okay.
And a lot of times it goes along with sexual desire disorder. And this is women who suffer with this may want to have sex, but have much difficulty finding the pleasure of arousal. It's only about 5% of the female population, but that doesn't seem like much, but one out of every 20 women.
One in 20 women.
Yes.
That was the part of this yes. very first one. That was part of what, reading out loud is not my thing. You know that. So that's why I'm making you read it. But that's the first one. One in 20 women.
Yes.
And we're not talking old women.
Right.
We're talking
every woman.
Every woman. One in 20 women at some time in their life are either going to always experience female sexual arousal disorder, or it's something that can come and go either based with trauma or based with anxiety, based with situational
yes,
things, correct?
Exactly. Okay. The second one is hypoactive sexual desire disorder. So this means that it's just a low kind of desire, low libido. This is not counted as a disorder unless it's disrupting the woman's life. So a lot of women will have this, but they never bring it up with their doctors. And so I feel like this one is very underreported. It's about 10% of women who actually report this to their practitioners. And then important, suffering with a sexual disorder does not simply make sex not fun. Better sex leads to more energy, more creativity, increased confidence, less depression, and improved overall health. And the big thing is supporting families. If a woman enjoys being with their spouse, they have a better relationship and a better bond, and that those children that are in that family grow up seeing that, and that's what becomes their normal.
That is one of the things that you and I have talked about in detail, is that the importance of sex in your marriage is something that is not talked about, especially from a female standpoint, until it's typically too late. Oh, one or both people has a pornography addiction. Mm-hmm. One or both people is cheating on their spouse, based on sometimes just a lack of communication about the desire that you're having.
Correct.
Okay.
The next one is female orgasmic disorder. And this is one in about 20, or about 5% of the population. And it's here that women become aroused but have much difficulty with orgasm. So they become frustrated when they are trying to have sex with their spouse or their lover, and they can never reach that orgasm. And so they get frustrated with that.
And there is a physiological response that happens with, yes, orgasm, not just for men. I mean, we've been talking with men about it for, I mean, it's real. It's a common knowledge that,
yes,
that men like orgasms. But as for women, the trend in, oh, the actual hormones that are produced from that actually scientifically have a link to making you a happier person.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And then there's dyspareunia, which this is more like pain with sex. And so it can be not just from a lack of lubrication, which that happens as we get older, especially with menopause and our hormones are changing, but sometimes the vagina can spasm. Sometimes there is nerve damage after having babies, or if there's any kind of trauma. And this is about one in 10 women. So that's a pretty large percent of our population.
That is. So when those are kind of the top of the list that I had on there. And I guess the number was staggering to me, as I was really glad that you sent it to me, because I mean, when you're talking one in 20 women, I mean, I sit with 20 women on a regular basis. So, I mean, that's a big thing. So let's go into what the O shot is. Mm-hmm. So, if you are, as you're listening to this and you're interested in this procedure as we go along, there's a lot of counseling services that go along with this. Somebody does not walk into Revive and say, hey, I think I want to have an O shot today. And we're on that. There's a beginning part, and we're talking about to make sure that we're getting the procedures right. But if you mention this podcast, this procedure does not go on sale. It has a recommended rate from the doctor that is, what is the amount on the,
it's usually $1,200.
$1,200.
Across the board from every O-Shot provider. Every O-Shot provider has had to have training through Dr. Runnels or one of his providers that have been trained by him. You have to be a part of the Cellular Medicine Association. Otherwise, you can't use that trademark name. And so he price protects his procedures that he has trademarked so that there's not competing against the providers with this price.
Correct. And that's a thing. So the way that we're going to do that today is that through this podcast, you can receive a $200 discount, not off of the procedure, but just through Revive's like customer service program. So you would mention this procedure, or mention this podcast as you're booking this procedure. So let's just go ahead and, what exactly is the O-Shot? Let's just go ahead and lay it out there.
Okay, so the O-Shot is, of course, a trademarked procedure by Dr. Runnels. It begins with us drawing your blood, and we use very specialized tubes because the blood is then spun down in a centrifuge to separate out the whole blood to the platelet-rich plasma. Then we actually draw off that platelet-rich plasma, and we inject it both into the anterior vaginal wall of the vagina and also into the clitoris. We use numbing cream, we use ice. I have some clients that don't want to feel anything, so I'll do lidocaine to the clitoris because that's the only part that's a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say 90% of my clients just use the numbing cream and the ice. They don't want everything to feel numb for hours because many of them will feel a lot better and feel a lot more
sensation
sexual and
pretty quickly.
Yes, very quickly.
And the lidocaine takes a little while to wear off.
Yes.
And so yeah, I'm gonna summarize that a little bit there. I'm gonna go back and say that. So for the people that are still listening, remember we are talking about a procedure that is used. We're gonna go through the list of things that it's gonna be used for because I don't want it to be mistaken for, hey, they're just doing this so that, I mean, somebody was like, well, I don't wanna be a walking orgasm. Hey, okay. We're gonna need to talk a little bit about that more because there are a list of actual reasons why you're doing this, and it's a whole lot more than just that.
Yes. So that's just the icing on the cake.
It is the icing on the cake. So when I had it done, Heather, we talked about this. We went through the procedures, all of the things in the beginning. We spun out the blood, we put in there. I had a full freak out. Started sweating, because my question was like, okay, I mean, I guess I thought, okay, well, I knew you were going to be there. There is one other person there. I don't know. The needle was a freak out, but it actually hurt none.
Yes.
And I did not use lidocaine because it scared me. I didn't want everything to be numb for a long period of time, but the ice was great. And so that is step number one, the whole procedure. It took all of about 10 minutes, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it takes about 10 minutes for the procedure start to finish. The thing that I thought was coolest is it's pretty instantaneous effectiveness.
Yes.
So there were several things that I went into it with. So let's go down the list and say, why would you be looking to get this procedure? Now that you know what it is, so that everybody that's like, oh my God, those chicks are talking about putting needles into vaginas. We are. That is what we're talking about. But there are a lot of reasons why you do that, and it's highly effective. The procedure lasts about 10 minutes long in my, right?
Yep, it takes about 10 minutes. We numb you for about a half an hour.
Okay, yep.
But the actual procedure itself is 10 minutes or less.
10 minutes or less. Okay, so what are the reasons people are coming to you and looking for an O-shot?
So I would say the most common reason is stress incontinence. Okay. So AKA the sneeze peas. Of course, if you are a woman that is menopausal, if you've had some babies, I've actually had a lot of younger women that have had stress incontinence since they were teenagers. They can't jump on trampolines. If they are going to sneeze or cough, they hold their thighs together so that they don't tinkle on themselves.
That was me. I told her, I said, I cannot jump rope. I cannot jump rope without tinkling. And it's been a problem since I was a kid. I mean, like a teenager. And it just exacerbated as I had children and had 2 C-sections. So that was one of the reasons that it was appealing to me. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, so urge incontinence, that's kind of similar. Painful sex. So a lot of times, like I said earlier, it can be nerve damage from having babies. It can be from stress or trauma, but it can help greatly with that.
Why is that? It's
nerve damage. So when we inject the PRP,
which is the platelet-rich plasma, yes. The stuff that we skimmed off.
Down. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So if there is nerve damage, I can actually try to pinpoint where you're having that pain, and I can inject some of that back into the tissue in that area, and it will help to regrow the nerves, the vascular system, and kind of rejuvenate that area.
And that was one of the things that was so fascinating to me was that this is a non-chemical procedure because you're putting only your own body's stuff that you made back in there in what I call a natural procedure.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So then painful, you can actually pinpoint. Now they're going to have to come in and give some guidance on that.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's probably, I would say 90% of the battle with this. Men, no problem. Hey, my stuff is not working. My wife says, come here. Where's the testosterone? What do we got to do? I mean, it should be like that for women. You should know that sex can be pleasurable for you and that we can, that there are things, there are procedures, but you've got to be brave and go in and have a conversation, as embarrassing as it may be. You're not going to make any progress with that if you're not coming in and talking to you in an open, honest way about it.
Right. And a lot of patients are very nervous about it. You know, they'll say a little bit of something that kind of catches my ear when we're talking about something else or doing other procedures. And then I'll stop and ask them more questions about what they just said. And as they get more comfortable, they open up. And then I find out that they've never had orgasms or that they have pain with sex every time they are with their spouse, and that they then try to take a little bit longer to get ready for bed or go to sleep earlier to try to avoid having sex, and which, yes.
That's a problem. I mean,
it's a problem.
I hear it in young marriages, and I've talked with many, many people about this topic, and we've talked with young couples, and they just, well, I just thought it was going to be different. I mean, I thought it was going to be this great thing. I waited till we got married, and yeah, it kind of hurts. And when we do it, I mean, I definitely have never had an orgasm. I'm like, oh, honey, baby, like, we're going to need to talk about these things a little bit more, because it is a true, I mean, let's keep going. I mean, it is
It's a game changer.
It is a game changer for a lot of women.
So also reduced sensation. That's also a lot of times goes along with nerve issues, interstitial cystitis, and recurrent UTIs. This is something that a lot of older women going through menopause with the changes of estrogen in the vagina, a lot of women will have this. And I've actually seen 3 or 4 women that came to see me for this procedure for this specific problem. 3 weeks after doing the procedure, they've never had a problem with this.
Hmm. Is it because it's tightening around there to keep the bacteria a little, like, who knows what the actual, but I can, yeah, that's an interesting, I would not have put that one on the list of things, causes to come and seek this procedure for. Pelvic pain goes back to the same thing.
Then of course, low libido, which we talked about, reduced orgasms and also reduced lubrication. Of course, that's also a lot of times the over 45 premenopausal, postmenopausal woman that has an issue with that. And so this is another kind of tool in our toolbox that helps.
And I found that a lot of times menopausal women, they've gotten to where they're a little more open about conversations because they're like, my hormones are like raging and you've got, it's that middle group of moms that are having hormone fluctuations after you've had babies and you've had things and you just don't know that this is a normal thing and that there are procedures out there that can help you for sure. So those are some of the reasons that people do it.
Can I talk about what it does not help with?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I don't ever want to have somebody come in for one of these reasons, because these are things that are medical conditions that you need to be seeing your gynecologist for these. I also actually make sure that everybody's had a pelvic exam and a pap smear within the year, because I always want to make sure that they are healthy, that they've had their mammograms, because we're not just wanting to improve sex and decrease stress incontinence. You know, I'm looking at the overall well-being of each woman that comes to see me.
Right. It's connected to mental, it's connected to hormones, it's connected to physiological, all of the things together.
Correct. So some of these things, vaginal prolapse, if your vagina or your, if your uterus, your rectum or your urethra are prolapsing, those are medical conditions that you need to see your gynecologist about. Endometriosis, fibroids, and cysts. Those are also things that this
will
not
going to be helped
with
by this procedure.
Correct. So with the O-shot, every woman is very different. None of us are the same. We're not cookie cutter at all. And so the O-shot will last for different lengths of time based on each woman and what their problem is. If it is, say, pelvic pain from tissue damage or nerve damage, once we get enough of that PRP into that area, as long as the trauma is not still going on, a lot of times it fixes that for forever.
Nice.
Now, if it is stress incontinence, urge incontinence, depending on how severe it is, it might last a whole year. You might have to come in every 6 months. It might last longer. It just depends on how bad it is. Sometimes women really need to have a procedure done where they lift and, you know, support the bladder because the bladder has fallen over and it's putting pressure. So it's not going to fix that. But if it's more of a mild case to even a moderate, it will help for 6 months to a year. So it all depends on what the treatment is targeting. I even have women that come in just so it helps with the lubrication, and I haven't seen them back since that one treatment.
And so what about the, let's just go ahead and talk about the orgasm part of it.
Orgasm.
So yeah,
okay.
Let's go ahead and find out.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. So those were the typically more medical procedures. How long would you say that the external part of it lasts for?
I would say getting one every year to 2 years is probably good. There's a lot of partners that come in to be treated together, the man and the woman, you know, and that way they enjoy that first 3 days of kind of hypersexualness because of that volume that the woman has.
And for people that are, so there's a component of that that goes with, like, especially for people that are doing sexual trauma therapy, that there's a regression. That's part of sexual trauma therapy, is that there's a regression in, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable. That doesn't make me. So that ability to have, somebody's like, oh, well, why would you want that to happen so fast? The ability to do it and feel positive about it is important to not to, is the quickness of it to eliminate anxiety and frustration, which is part of the talk therapy part of sexual abuse therapy mm-hmm. healing that goes with this if you're using it for that reason, in my opinion.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny. I've had a couple of clients that tell me that their husband cannot leave for 3 days after having this procedure done.
Oh, I can believe that. I would say closer to the first week. About the first week, I was like, wow, babe. Like, mm-hmm. hey, welcome home. Are you ready? I'm ready. I mean, for the 42-year-old in me, that's a thing. Like, mm-hmm. It was a whole lot easier when we were 20.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot easier before you had kids and all of the things go up. But I like this topic. The female health in general, and really, really talking about just the taboo that has been there. You give all of your customers, do you give them this book, or you recommend this book to them?
I recommend this book to them.
Okay, can you show it to them? Let's put it up here. So this actually, Activate the Female Orgasm System. The story of the O-Shot.
And this is actually by Dr. Reynolds himself. You can find this on the Amazon Kindle store for free.
Oh, nice.
So you can go in, download it. He even has the one for the Priapus shot, which is the kind of male version of this same treatment.
Mm-hmm. He's got the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to keep talking about this because I think that the everything, knowledge is power. The more that we talk about it, the more that people know that the procedures are available. And Revive actually offers there are actually other services that you offer as well that I want to talk about because peeing in women is a problem.
Yes.
I thought it's a pretty embarrassing problem to come in and say, but yeah, the older you get and the more women you talk to, I'm like, oh, that happens to everybody? Oh, I had no idea.
Yes.
Especially because I don't have a relationship with my mother. So I don't have a female that was giving me that information. And for me, part of talking with you about this is also empowering my daughter to know so much about her body mm-hmm. that I did not know about my body, and so that she can end up in long-term healthy sexual relationships.
Yes.
And that is important to me as a mother and as a woman in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should definitely do this again. Thanks, Heather, for coming on. As we were talking about, I think that this is an important topic because it's a way we're seeing a lot of how it's affecting marriages and saving marriages, as well as affecting a younger population of girls, and specifically my daughter's aged women, empowering them to know more about their body and use their words when things are not working in the way that they should. So I appreciate that. All of the links are on this video. We will include the information for Revive over there with a link. They can book an appointment. They can actually just book a consult with you if they're not ready to book an appointment,
yes.
Correct?
And they can also go to oshot.info.
Okay.
That's Dr. Reynolds' site, and he's got research that's linked to it. It talks about the procedure. It doesn't show a video of the procedure, of course, but it does talk about, you know, what it works on, what it doesn't work on, and it's a wealth of information there, too.
And if you are my personal friend and you want to send me a message, I will be glad to answer any personal questions about that. We will put all of that information on the thing here, and we look forward to doing this again and talking more about women's health and issues that are important to all females.
Yes.
So that's it for today. We'll see you on the next episode. And remember to live happier because adulting is hard.